My son said just now that we are in a wave of dematerializing class. Prince's deconstruction. That this transition that we're in is a period, a process of restoring balance, of those denied getting their own back. He told me about a video he saw that went viral. It showed a raccoon, he said, being abused. No, I replied. A video showing an animal being abused went viral? But turns out it was about the restoration of balance. A raccoon that was beaten upon and ran in shock returned, furious at the injustice of it. His body demanded dignity, justice, demanded that what had been taken from him be returned, demanded that he restore balance. So the feelings that our bodies have must be respected, must be expressed. This restores balance. But what about our rage at millennia-long abuse? Is that not rage too? But what about our rage at millennia-long abuse? Is that not rage too? My son asked. Why do we not experience it as such when surely, intellectually, we know it? And why did Prince feel no rage, say, simply ignore them, after an entire adult lifetime of being tortured, harassed, his peace and livelihood infiltrated by an army of false folks? Perhaps the answer lies in what we are inherently, our expanded power of reflection, as Proudhon said, a gift that, when developed and used as it's meant, allows us to see the all of it, allows us to understand, once we have it, the truth of what happened.
You're a double drag fool. I'm going to another life. How about you?